96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher, D.C. Mayor for life, man of the people, loved by many, reviled by some. Marion Barry is telling his own story now when so many others have tried to tell it for him. His new autobiography is out and it's titled Mayor for Life, The Incredible Story of Marion Barry Jr. The Ward 8 councilman joins me now to talk about the book, his legacy, and the city that made him a household name. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Councilman Barry, thanks for seeing me and
Invited me. I've been here many times.
Absolutely. We always love to have you.
And your listening audience is, I've been very good to be involved with that. That way, before I get to the book, several things. One, I was at the launching of WHUR. Before it became WHUR, I was nothing. And I remember Melvin Lindsay and Quiet Storm and some other people. Then the other one is Freedom Summer in 64. I was in Mississippi. I was a student at the University of Tennessee working on my graduate degree in chemistry. I had done 3 years, had about a year left, and I got tired of being the only black student among 3,000 students. Plus, I was getting tired of chemistry because I was working in the civil rights movement in the summertime. And so I went to Antioch College for the training session, and I met Swerner, Goodman, and Cheney. We had about 1,000, mostly white people, coming down. But these were sons and daughters of editors of magazines and Time Magazine and other places. It opened Mississippi up. It opened up wide open because it had been so closed to that time. And I just wanted to, I was supposed to have gone down there, but I couldn't go because I had to work on my selling my book, you know, and doing my council work, you know.
Well, you know, certainly – you have done, you know, an amazing job as a council member, you know, as a mayor, as a political figure, as a community activist, as a mainstay here in Washington. But my first question for you, the subtitle here, The Incredible Story of Marion Barry. Is the story incredible?
It's absolutely incredible. I was born March 6, 1936 in the Delta of Mississippi. On a farm, my mother went to about the third or fourth grade. My father, third or fourth grade. I overcame a lot because most blacks who were born during that period migrated to Chicago or went back on the farm. I went to Memphis, went somewhere. But they didn't do the extraordinary things that I was able to do. God gave me that gift of tenacity, of courage, of vision. Because in the Bible it says, if without vision, the people perish. And so I've used that to make and do incredible things.
Why did you decide to finally publish an autobiography?
Well, I was tired of everybody that's talking about Marion Barry.
And they do.
Yeah, they know. They're experts on Marion Barry. But it's all about what. I was full-time mayor. What? Civil rights activist. What? A number of things. But I want people to know who Marion Barry is, and I put it in my own words. The book is frank. I got the good, the ugly, bad, mostly good. And I wanted people to learn from my experiences so they could deal with their lives like that. Because we all go through something. Several times we go through something. We go through storms. And sometimes we stay in the storm a long time. Sometimes we get out of it and go back into it. Sometimes we try to ignore it. It's whether it's drug and alcohol or finances or divorce or some tragic situation in the family. It's that way. And so people want me to be an example of some things of overcoming. This book is about overcoming, by never saying no, by having tenacity, having courage to carry out what you want to do. Like when I came into the mayor's office, I had a great vision about Washington. I didn't just come in here and...
What was that vision?
The great vision I had was to make Washington, which was the sleepiest southern town, somewhat from segregated days, a cosmopolitan time that it is now. Downtown, West End, Georgetown, but also our neighborhoods. I put the Reeves Center at 14th and U in 1986 in order to try to spur development because 14th Street was a wreck from the disorders. 7th Street was a wreck. 8th Street was a wreck. And so we put a government building over on 8th Street. But the Reeves Building was a symbol of great progress. The structure of it is exciting. It's not just a box, some government box somewhere else. Got a number of government agents in there. I was with Dora Mitchell the other night at a book signing at Congress Heights School.
Mm-hmm.
And he reminded me that in that building, he put a branch of Industrial Bank.
Oh, Industrial Bank, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a
black-owned bank.
It's about economic development. We had contracts 3% when I came in. When I went out, 47% went to Hispanics and black people. And that was a lot of money, millions of dollars. I've helped and given opportunities to black millionaires, such as Bob Johnson. I helped Bob Johnson get the cable franchise. And after he got that, he hooked up with TCI, an operator. Then he wanted to keep BET in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And we owned some land out on New York Avenue, the city did. I leased that land to him for $1 a year as a way for him to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And that headquarters is still out there. Don people, same thing. Want to put an office building in Anacostia, nobody gave me any money. I signed the lease before he even laid a brick.
You said your book is about overcoming. And we know, as we have kind of followed, your health, that you had a struggle with health. And when you came in, you said that it looks like you're back in the battle with the blood disorder. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I had a blood disorder. It kills about a third of people who get it. But God saw fit to bring me back. I had a good God and some good doctors, and I'm still recovering. I still can't walk as far as I used to walk or as fast as I used to walk because that blood infection knocked me to my knees. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't pick up a piece of paper. Couldn't do anything because the blood goes throughout your body. But that's just a part of my life.
But are you under treatment now?
I'm under physical therapy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do physical therapy 3 times a week, occupational therapy sometimes, and that whole thing. But the book is about struggle, about never giving up, holding your head high, don't be arrogant, be humble. I was born a black boy in the Delta, Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
in 1936. My mother went to the third or fourth grade, father third or fourth grade. They were sharecroppers. That's where the white man sells you the seeds at a higher price than he paid for them,
mm-hmm.
and buys the cotton back at a lower price than he's going to get. It's an exploitative system. And my mother, they would usually end up with about $3,000 or $4,000 over the course of a year. That's all in cash because he got other things on credit here, there. My mother got tired of that. I had 2 sisters.
Let me stop you because I've got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to take a phone call or two because I'm sure there's some people that want to holler at you briefly.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back in just a moment. We're talking to D.C. Council member Marion Barry about his legacy here in Washington, D.C. and his new autobiography. It's titled Mayor for Life, The Incredible Story of Marion Barry Jr. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking to Ward 8 Councilman Marion Barry. He's here in studio with me to discuss his new autobiography and his legacy. It's titled Mayor for Life, the incredible story of Marion Barry Jr. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to Mike calling from Washington, D.C. Mike, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you. Yes, first of all, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, I just want to congratulate the Mayor for Life on his book, and I hope him all the success that he can get, because Mayor for Life deserves everything. He's right for, on his book, concentrating on the positive things that he did instead of, you know, trying to focus on the negative, you know, people trying to put the mayor down.
So what's your question, Mike?
Hello?
What's your question? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, I just want to congratulate the Mayor for Life. And I want to ask him how he sees the direct, how he feels about the direction that the city is going in.
Mike, thank you so much.
Are you the Mike, my neighbor?
He's gone, but he's listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's my neighbor. I live at on Top of Street, southeast of Martin King. Things are not going too well in the minority contracting area. I got up to 47%. It's probably back down to 25-27% at the most, because in order for that to happen, I had to have a philosophy and a vision about economic development, putting money in the hands of qualified black people. I also did a lot to enhance the black middle class in this town, so much so that a number of them have moved to Prince George's County. And Prince George's County is the richest predominantly black county in America as a result of what we did here in Washington, is right across the border. I'm not going to let these Eastern Avenue, Southern Avenue, or Western Avenue divide us, because we all are in the same boat. We might have come over in different ships. And so I want to use that. Also, you know, you got some Barry haters out here, and that doesn't bother me. I got one columnist who hadn't even read the book. He wrote a column on it. But it doesn't bother me. The people in this town know of the tremendous amount of things I've done in terms of jobs, in terms of housing, in terms of downtown. Look at it now. I mean, all these shiny new buildings up, that was a blueprint of mine. I couldn't do them all at once when I was there, but I had left a blueprint, a foundation, to make Washington one of the finest cities anywhere in the world. On the other hand, we had the highest poverty of any city in America, and poverty is prevalent. A third of our population are in poverty. There are 18,000 families on temporary assistance for needy families, 31,000 children. But so we got to tackle that. The next step, though, Harold, is civil rights, S-I-L-V-E-R. We need more money in our pockets, because we can't compete in this capitalist society without being given an opportunity. My mother always told me, in order to be just as good as a white person, you got to really be twice as good, and not to forget where I came from. And she taught me that, and I still live. She was 92. She passed about 5, 6, 7 years ago, and she had a great influence on my life.
Well, I want to talk more about where D.C. is, where it's going, your thoughts about that, the changing face of the people that are here. We're going to talk about Chocolate City and what happened to that as well, and your thoughts about your life and some of the ups and downs. So stay with us. I'm talking to Marion Barry, Ward 8 council member here in Washington, D.C., also known as Mayor for Life. 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. Stay on the phone. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. The Howard